Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast, sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday, brought to you by our good friends at Kratzer Insurance, homeowners, auto, life, and business insurance. If service and price are important to you, and better believe they are, check them out. Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. We're also in the Sunbury Motor Studio. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Here it is. September 3rd, and for Kevin, 3 days into depression.
No, 3 days into the leveling plateau of excitement. No.
You made it obvious to everybody that August was the month. After August, what do you have?
Well, I guess it all depends on your perspective, though. I mean, if things are going well, August is just the start. If things are going poorly, August is the end. I guess it all depends on your perspective each year.
Oh, boy. Wow. You went on and on about this August thing, and I figured when you got to September, it was come down time.
Oh, you have no idea how much fun I had over this weekend. I mean, Friday night, getting all those games in, being able to watch and catching a couple of highlights, then spending Thursday, Friday, and Saturday watching college football. Sunday was kind of a letdown. I mean, I could watch the IndyCar race. That helped.
Sunday was a letdown.
Sunday was a bit of a letdown. If it wouldn't have been for the IndyCar race, it would have been trouble. I did have my fantasy football draft. That did help pass the time a little bit on Sunday.
Now, who did you pick?
I picked a lot of players.
Yeah, I mean, didn't you finish second in this last year?
I did finish second in last year. Yeah. Well, let's see. My defense is the Packers.
Did you get any money out of this?
Yes. Maybe I shouldn't announce that. I'm not sure if I reported it on my taxes or not.
Oh, brother.
Well, let's see. My defense is I have the Packers defense.
Yeah.
I'm feeling comfortable about that.
Right.
My quarterbacks are quarterbacks I've kept since the first year I was in this league, and that's Manning and Brady.
Which Manning?
Peyton.
Okay.
Doesn't really matter. I mean, both of them will be all right.
Does it really matter? Well, yeah, it matters.
My running back is C.J. Spiller. I held him from last year.
Okay.
I do have a third, because this league plays two quarterbacks every week, so I held a third quarterback, Josh Freeman.
All right.
Because he's a good fill-in quarterback.
Okay.
My wide receivers, Amendola, Miles Austin, Victor Cruz, Lance Moore. Let's see, who else do I have on the wide receiver? Oh, Sidney Rice. Now, my running backs are a little bit weak. After Spiller, that's where I took a couple of shots here. A Le'Veon Bell I took. That was the fun pick I took. So because I think he'll, when he finally does come back, he might be a player worth keeping for future years. And this is where it really started to fall apart and players started to get thin. I have Roy Helu, Darren McFadden, and Isaac Redman. Because somebody's got to be able to run the football in Pittsburgh the first week of the season. There's got to be somebody.
All right.
Yes.
Well, no, I'm just listening. This is not my bag.
I thought you were gonna actually critique it now.
No, why would I critique it? I'm not involved.
Tony Gonzalez is my tight end, and Phil Dawson's my kicker. So there you have it. Now it just so happens that five of my guys have an injury note to their names, but. They'll get over that. They'll be fine.
That's fine. Look, I think fantasy football along with fantasy baseball or fantasy whatever, has done more to lift interest in games than really anything else.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that.
People trying to find out stats, a game's a blowout, they still want to watch it because they want to see if their players are doing well. I just have never, I've never had the interest or the time to do it. But it doesn't mean I don't think it's great for the game, because I think it's great for the game.
Oh, I know a lot of people that have that same feeling. You, they say, I can't really get into it. I said, well, if there's an Oakland-San Diego game, I, as much as I would love to watch that for the value of watching football, I just don't. But if I know that Darren McFadden is my starting running back, I'm going to watch Oakland-San Diego now with some interest.
I understand. NFL Red Zone's perfect for this stuff.
Oh, I love NFL Red Zone. Love NFL Red Zone. I mean, if the Steelers are not playing, it's the bye week, or they're in the late game, I'm locked on NFL Red Zone. I don't even move from the chair.
I understand. And I think it's been, I mean, fantasy football, I think, has been great, along with fantasy baseball, for the growth of the game, how people get numbers, how they put it together. Multiple leagues, people have a blast with it. They love it. And I say more power to it. And so if, me not playing it is not a put down of it. I think it's terrific. It's just, for me, everybody has their own interests. It's just not my personal bag, but it doesn't mean I don't think it's terrific for everybody else.
And if the NFL goes to away from DirecTV and does the Sunday ticket version, say via YouTube or the internet, as they've discussed, wow, does that really open the door to a lot of watching mobily more now than ever? I mean, I have my phone, my tablet, my laptop. I can actually have a couple of different games on now and be able to track everything at once.
It's great.
I'll look crazy, and I'll have no idea what the final score was, but I'll know how my team's doing. You know what I did the first 2 years? My kid was playing youth football. I had it where I could pull the game in mobily. I was the most popular dad on the sidelines. There were about seven guys. Hey, what game are you watching? What's the score? Huh? Come on over. You want to watch it? Oh, that'd be great. Is our kid in the game yet? No. Okay, great. We'll watch the rest of the game. Hey, let me know. Honey, let me know when the kid goes in the game, all right? I got more dads in trouble that season than ever.
I only have one thing to say to that.
Yes.
Time now for Inside Penn State Athletics, presented by Learfield Sports.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a Ford Fiesta four-door sedan, SEL, $11,995. 2006 Pontiac Solstice two-door convertible, super low miles, only $15,521. A one-owner 2011 Hyundai Sonata 2.4-liter hybrid for just $17,387. 2012 Ford Econoline cargo van, fully serviced, $18,996. 2010 Ford Explorer Sport Track 4-door, 24,352, and a 2011 Lincoln MKX with a 6-year, 100,000-mile warranty, just $34,882. Call 888-536-8017.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout. 24/7 at sunburymotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Shopping for insurance to save money is not an easy thing. What if I told you there's good news for Pennsylvania residents searching to save money on homeowners, auto insurance, RVs, motorcycles, and more? What if I told you you didn't have to sacrifice local personal service? Then call or visit online the Kratzer Insurance Agency in Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland, serving the area now for 50 years.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. We are proud to offer Safeco Insurance at a very competitive rate. Some customers have saved as much as 50% off their premium.
Safeco has been around since 1923, and in 2008 became part of the Liberty Mutual Insurance, a name well known and trusted in the insurance industry. Start saving and be safe with Safeco and Kratzer Insurance.
Standing together against whatever. Craftsmanship Security, the Kratzer Insurance Agency.
Off to Harrisburg tonight. The last of the speaking tour.
Tickets still available for the Steve Jones speaking tour?
Well, they are selling tickets to this thing, so I don't know.
Buhner has never heard you speak. He wants to hear you speak.
What are you talking about? Buhner heard me speak at a Boy Scout dinner in Danville. It's the first time we ever met, and we became best friends that night.
Absolutely. It's all true. Steve, I just want you to know that the range of the Steve Jones Show is far-reaching because in the break, the IRS just called, and they have Kevin scheduled for an audit, something about illicit gambling winnings they want to clarify with him. So apparently our friends in the government are listening to the show.
It is about time that certain individuals were caught up to.
You know, I honestly did not know for a long time that fantasy football was really about the exchange of cash between consenting male adults.
It's unbelievable.
I was stunned.
I will say this, and I've said this, and Kevin knows I've said this in defense of fantasy football. I don't play. Okay? I never have.
And neither have I.
I have no interest in playing, but I think it has increased the viewership exponentially because people now want to see how, quote, their guys are doing.
It sure has piqued people's interest, I think, as Kevin said in the first segment. People want to watch these obscure games because they have a running back or a defense or somebody playing a kicker, and they want to see what's going on. So it really spreads the interest from opening minute till closing whistle, you know, really.
Listen, there are apps you can have on your phone, or not on your phone, but on your television. Television apps that will actually pop up information about players that you list on your fantasy team as the games are going on. So you're watching one game and you'll see that one of your running backs just scored a touchdown. That's how big this is.
Yeah, it's huge.
No, I mean, really, this is, I mean, very, very sad.
Steve, I had an odd thing happen.
And not think happen what happened.
I had an odd thing happen this Saturday. I went to a Penn State game, and for the first time in I don't know how many years, I did not hear the voices of Jack Ham or Steve Jones because I couldn't find a radio station near the Meadowlands that carried you guys. It was
That's their fault.
It was. It was a different game to watch and pay attention to without you and Jack in my ears.
Well, you're stuck with us the next few weeks.
Absolutely.
And the next few years. So. We had a good time on Saturday. We had a blast. I mean, and I know Kevin played a montage.
I had a montage. Yeah, I had a Steve Jones montage yesterday.
Oh, that would be excellent.
I will do that for every game. By the way, that's my plan.
Why don't you play for Buhner now? It'll kill some time.
I'm sorry, we don't have enough time in the program.
You know, that was such a Penn State home crowd.
It's a two-hour show.
Yeah, we've got time somewhere.
You can't play Buhner, a montage?
Oh, I got to find it first again. It's not like I have all this stuff right in my hands and I just click it on the screen and go.
The man at the master control panel.
Every day, okay, trying to get through here with Sergeant Schultz. It is just, it's just unbelievable. I mean, you know, I actually interviewed Werner Klumperer once.
Who did you
Colonel
really?
Clink. Yes, I did.
Colonel Clink.
A marvelous guy. All right, we're getting to the bottom of the hour, and that means news. I can see the three-ring circus going on in the little cubby hole.
I can try and find it. This. Try and find that. Oh, by the way, the music's got to start. Jeez. Yes.
You could tell Shikalimi had a hard Friday night.
Oh, it was wicked in Sunbury, I'll tell you.
You could tell it's September, no longer August.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hackenberg in the gun. They're ready to go. Back he goes. He looks. He fires. Wide open is Robinson at the 30, near side 20. Cuts inside 15 to the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Penn State. 51 yards from Christian Hackenberg to a wide open Allen Robinson. And in two plays, his impact cannot be properly described.
Feel better, Bob?
Oh, that's refreshing. I wanted to hear that touchdown, Penn State. It's been a few months since I heard one.
There you go.
And I think there's more on the way, Steve, just a hunch.
Oh, there's more on the way?
I think. I don't know about if Kevin's got enough loaded up here.
Third and 10, their own 44, 1:59 left. Allen takes the snap, back to pass, blitz by Carson, picked up, throws downfield, and Williams intercepts it. Trevor Williams picks it off on the far side, and the Nittany Lions have an opportunity now to put the game away.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Feel better now?
How was the drive home for you across New Jersey and Pennsylvania Saturday evening?
How was it?
Yeah, was it a quiet time? Did you have the Sirius satellite radio on, listen to other games, or did you just sort of smile and enjoy that Penn State win?
No. I listened to the Red Sox game on Sirius with Joe Castiglione. I listened to Clemson, Georgia. I listened to, what else did I listen to? A little bit of the Dodger game. And I think that's it.
Okay, that's pretty much a good
Red
thing.
Red Sox game with the White Sox and the Clemson Georgia game. Yeah,
that was
so
actually...
So I listened to a lot of that, and driving up, I listened to. Of course, it was late. Michigan State was delayed in their game with Western Michigan, so I listened to that because they had a rain delay, so that went later. I listened to Kansas State and North Dakota State.
Gotta love
Kevin.
North Dakota State.
All excited about it. Kevin just thinks it's the greatest thing going.
I sent you how many texts to make sure you were listening to that game?
Yes, he did. Multiple texts. I mean, the heck with the laws.
Yeah.
You have speech to text. What are you worried about?
So, that's what we have. We had Lou Prado final half hour today, by the way.
Excellent. Lou's always on top of things.
Yes, he is. Yeah, we'll talk about his new book. We'll talk about his new book about the 2012 season.
And has that already been released?
It's been released. He'll be signing at the Penn State bookstore between 9 and 11 Saturday. So he'll be doing that. So that's the latest work that he's put out. Tomorrow, we're going to have on Merrill Reese's tomorrow.
Yes.
The voice of the Eagles.
Oh boy, good one!
This tackling's embarrassing.
He does not pull punches on the broadcast.
No, he does not, and he's highly respected. David Todd from ESPN Radio in Pittsburgh is going to join us to talk about. Now the Steelers made an interesting move. Okay,
cutting Dwyer.
They cut Dwyer, but they also signed Zelton Mesko as a punter, which I think is an upgrade over Butler, a dramatic upgrade. I mean, the Patriots, the problem that they had with Mesko was not how he punted. The problem they had with Mesko was pure and simple, money. You get to a certain point when you've been in the league, you make too much money.
He wanted it and they didn't have it?
No, there's a sliding salary scale in the NFL.
It's just how you allocate the dollars among the various positions.
Kevin making hand gestures again?
No, that was me, actually. I'm looking at Kevin going, huh?
There's a sliding scale in the NFL. Yep. The more years you're in, the more money, the minimum that you have to pay out at a position.
And that causes those guys like long snappers, punters, kickers.
Yes.
People wondered why Adam Vinatieri left the New England Patriots.
Right. It was all about cash.
Absolutely. And that's why he ended up in Indianapolis.
Man, that's what it's all about. It's all about money and how you allocate. That's why usually the capologist is one of the more important guys that you have in your organization. Wish you had what?
I wish I would have had one of those in my fantasy draft.
Why did we overspend?
No, we miscalculated.
You know, it's not advanced calculus to figure this out, though, Kevin.
You would think that that wouldn't be a problem, wouldn't you? All right, go ahead. I lament, but I'm done now. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know, this week, I think this week for football, college football, we have some local teams are going to be getting the season going.
Bloomsburg
University.
One of them.
Bucknell, Bloomsburg.
Yeah, they're all starting this weekend. I think that's great.
And
that's great.
The thing with Bloomsburg, it's going to be the first time in over 20 years a guy named Danny Hale is not there on the sidelines with his headset on. Got an interim coach in Paul Darrow taking over for Danny. Coincidentally, Saturday night after their opener against Stonehill, there will be a dinner honoring Danny. And, he's going to get the accolades that he deserves for an incredible career as a head coach. Just a great winning percentage. Played in the national championship team game a few years ago in Division II. And he leaves the cupboard rather filled with goodies.
Oh, running backs galore. He's got two great running backs there.
And Franklin Kwiaté will go. He's only a couple hundred yards short of the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference all-time career rushing record, which is well over 7,000 yards. He's like a couple hundred yards short of that, and he's got a whole season to go.
So that's up this weekend. Bucknell opens with Marist. We're going to talk to Joe Susan later in the week. We're going to try and work out, if possible, a time every week that's really convenient for him to be on the show.
And he loves being on the show with you. You can just tell it in his voice. He loves to talk football.
Joe's a great guy to talk with. I have a lot of respect for Joe. I really do. And I haven't really had a chance to watch them in person. What on the 28th and October 20th, where's Bucknell?
Kevin is now going to work on
September 28th and October 20th, where's Bucknell?
I don't have it committed to memory yet. Sorry.
You have a computer, don't you?
He is.
That's what I'm
frantically
on
searching.
At the moment. The October 28th game.
No, September 28th.
I'm sorry, September 28th. That's going to be in Lewisburg, Sacred Heart, 6 p.m. is kickoff at Christie.
Really? And what about October 20th?
October 20th is the 19th.
The 19th. My apologies.
Yeah, that's okay. The 19th, Bucknell's at Dartmouth.
Road trip.
Yeah, I unfortunately will not be able to make that trip.
Let's go to Hanover. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Everybody, beautiful Connecticut River. Right next to the beautiful Hanover, New Hampshire on the east bank of the Connecticut River.
And the ice will be
October. Yeah. Oh, no, Bob, October 19th, the quintessential time to be in New England. The Mohawk Trail in full array of color. New Hampshire will be absolutely gorgeous.
Sorry, I'm going to miss it.
Hanover's on the east banks of the Connecticut River, which is gorgeous.
Yes.
Especially at this time of the year. I mean, really, to face an Ivy League team like Dartmouth, it prevents Kevin from making the mistake of referring to them as Dartmouth. But, that's fine.
I don't think I did that last year. I think I was good that way.
The only thing I can – I had a close friend attend Dartmouth. The only thing I know about Dartmouth – other than their nickname is the Big Green, is that campus was the basis for the movie Animal House. So.
It was, except, they filmed it at the University of Oregon.
They did. And a couple of the writers from National Lampoon way back in 1977-78 managed to fit in the scene Emily Dickinson College, which was a thinly veiled Dickinson College.
Yes.
Where I was in school for a while in law school. Yes.
Yes, they did. And
Dartmouth, if coach who was at Bloomsburg University and then over at Bucknell, a guy by the name of George Landis was an assistant coach up there.
I know George through Jack.
Yes, exactly. And
I know George through Jack because George played.
He played
with Jack in the 68, 69, 70.
And he was a great D-back out of Mainland Regional High School in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And Bloomsburg hired him in 1981. I was chairman of the Board of Trustees, brought George in. But he was a Dartmouth coach at the time he came to Bloomsburg and was doing great things up there.
Yeah, well, and a great guy to talk to. George will stop by the Bowler tailgate after games. We'll kick back. That's why, Buhner, you got to be a part of this whole thing.
I'm planning it. I'm working on it.
Because you get there, you and I will have a good time. The baggage is out of the way.
Exactly. The game is over. People can relax and enjoy the friendship and camaraderie.
You know what I meant by the baggage.
I know what you meant by the baggage, too.
Steve, one question
Captain Paranoid's having a big show today.
What's going on in the night? Wait. What's the Penn State schedule on the 19th? Is that the bye?
It's a bye week.
You got to be kidding me.
I wanted to know what the two bye weeks were. That way I wanted to attend the Bucknell game.
That figures, because that's the one week I could have made the trip because of not going to Dartmouth, because Doug didn't want to leave at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Steve, did you get the impression Saturday in the Meadowlands that it was really a Penn State home game?
Oh, completely. 80% of that crowd was Penn State. 80%, which I was impressed by the Penn State turnout.
It was huge.
It paid huge dividends after the game, I can tell you that, with beverages.
Yes, it did.
So,
but, you know, the tailgating that went that preceded the game in the parking lots, there was just so much camaraderie of Penn State people, strangers, but really anticipating the season. And when you got into the stadium, it was a home crowd. I think Penn State...
It was a home game.
Really, the team was helped by that. I was really surprised at the Syracuse crowd, or lack thereof.
It turned out the way I thought it would.
Okay.
I mean, I think if this were reversed and they decided to play at Over the Rock at the Prudential Center in Newark, and it was a basketball game, it would be 80% Syracuse, 20% Penn State. Because it's football, it's 80% Penn State, 20% Syracuse.
What was interesting, the number of Syracuse fans wearing their orange T-shirts that had references to basketball, you know, a couple guys were wearing that a T-shirt that had the Syracuse UConn game that went to 6 overtimes, but it was on their T-shirts. Right. I'm thinking, that's weird to wear to a football game. But I saw quite a few Syracuse fans with actually those kinds of references on their orange jerseys, which tells me that's the only orange jersey they own.
Well, a friend of mine actually said when Penn State scored the second touchdown, I think it was, he sends me a message. It says, Syracuse fans are now thinking basketball season.
Yeah. Well, and I think all indications are there'll be a huge crowd for this first home game.
Yeah, I would hope there would be. That's one of the reasons I'm going to Harrisburg tonight to talk about such things. They're expecting a good crowd tonight down at the Radisson. I'm going to go down there and talk. And
you're downtown? Right in the downtown area?
Camp Hill.
Oh, no, the Camp Hill Radisson.
Radisson, yeah. You know, I mean, hopefully, you know, hopefully it means great food, too. That's what I'm looking forward to, is the dinner in front. I'm not even going to think about it. So,
and will you open it up to a Q&A after you give
It's all Q&A. You know, everybody asks really good questions. I have fun with the interplay and the interaction with the crowd a lot. I've always enjoyed that like the pregame show outside the Jordan Ticket Center. I've always enjoyed the give and take with the crowd. I always laugh because I can't answer any questions about recruiting.
Right.
Right. The bottom line, the funny thing is the crowd knows more about it than I do. So that NCAA rule bails me out of something that they know a lot more about than I do. I mean, I only know what, you know, like someone passes on to me. But the crowd, they know more about the recruiting than I do. So I think you got to answer the question yourself. You know more about it than I do. Smarter. All right. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance. Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, homeowners, auto, life, yeah, all that and much more at Kratzer Insurance. If price and service means something to you, and isn't that the entire ballgame? Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. I'll be back with Buhner and American Tourister in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Well, I can tell Buhner's in a great mood today. Kevin's in an awful mood. I don't understand your mood today. Is it the September part, the fact that August is over with?
No, I'm fine and dandy.
Jeez, oh, Bob, I don't know. He doesn't seem like he's fine and dandy.
No, I think he got the jitters out for the first game Friday night, the Mont Carmel.
Jitters?
Yeah,
jitters?
I mean, that anticipation of the season he's been waiting for. So you get that over with, you get the first game out of the way, and now he's in the mood. He's ready.
Jitters?
Yeah, I wouldn't say nervous jitters, but that anticipation that
Kevin,
people
you had
have.
Jitters?
Did I have jitters? Did
no, I'm just. I guess what
no,
I.
No. I said that earlier in the week. I said the first game of the season, I get a little bit, you know, amped up a little.
Sure.
And then after the first game is on, you know, once I get back into the swing of it again, I'm good to go.
And this week,
but Bob, my opening made him mad.
No.
He didn't like my opening.
Well, I was sitting here enjoying it.
I mean, in my opening, right? Now, what'd you take, Kevin? What, 3 weeks to write your open?
Kevin's getting ready. Are we doing something right now? Look, as we...
He said, your open was disgusting. I said, why is that? I said, all I said was, new season, new quarterback, same old Jack and Steve.
Same old Jack and Steve. I spent a day trying to perfect mine. He's like 3 seconds. I'm like, that's boring.
Well, it is boring, I admit, next to what you did. Now, what did you do?
I actually put a musical piece together.
Against the pale gray August sky. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Just go to Mike in Elizabethville on the phone.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Welcome to the insanity, Mike.
Checking in here on my day off.
Good, Mike.
I haven't seen the Penn State football story on this week. Do they do that show anymore?
They do. Yeah, it's on Thursday nights, I believe. Thursdays or Fridays now instead of being on Sundays.
Oh, okay. Does the Big Ten Network, is that the one that's going to take that channel on the show?
They decided to turn it into a preview show. So, in other words, the highlights of the Syracuse game are going to be on this week's show, then previewing Eastern Michigan. Then next week will be the highlights of Eastern Michigan. And so that's how they're going to do it. The first show is a preview of the season. This one will look back on Syracuse and preview Eastern Michigan. But they decided to do it before the games this season instead of doing it directly after the game.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check that out. That used to be a really good show.
Yes.
I don't really see too much Penn State stuff on the Big Ten Network on, like, the greatest games. Are they allowed to show any of the last 10 years' worth of stuff anymore?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think they're showing anything from 1998 on, but I will say this, though, all right? Mike, they did ask me to sit down and greatest bad weather games, and one of them is the LSU game. With Penn State and LSU in the Capital One Bowl in 2010. And then the other one that they asked me about was Penn State Michigan in the Snow Bowl game in 1995. So I did sit down with the Big Ten Network and talk about those two games, and one of them is in the probationary period.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like they really didn't show anything before we joined the Big Ten, and then if they take away the last 10-plus years, you know, we'll never have any old games on there, you know?
Well, what they've put on, Mike, it's been Boston College, Penn State, 1984, Penn State, Alabama, 1985, and the Wisconsin game from this past season. They're the only three that they've shown, and Penn State has a boatload of more big intersectional wins than anybody else in the Big Ten combined, because Ohio State and Michigan don't have any intersectional wins.
Well,
they only have wins against each other.
Yeah, well, it would be nice if they start showing them then, I guess. So.
I think it would behoove them to break out of that and start moving forward and make a point and start showing that stuff. You know, and the heck with everything else. And, you know, you got to stand up at some point and just say, you know what, show it.
Yeah, it'll be real good to start bringing some of that back. You know, I love to see that stuff. You know, VCRs weren't the way they are today with DVRs, right. You know.
No question. But you can be assured that when they do big, greatest, lousy weather games, the Penn State-Michigan game in 95 and the LSU Capital One Bowl are both in there because I spent an hour of my time talking about both of them.
Oh, excellent. I always love the snow games, like the Notre Dame game in 92, I remember.
You betcha. That was fun. That was used in Rudy, by the way. That was used in the movie Rudy. You see the Penn State Blue Band before the game. That is the Rudy scene before he plays, before he actually gets in the game and plays.
And jumps offside, I might add.
You're cruel.